Well, the matchup is set for the Super Bowl with the Cincinnati Bengals and LA Rams punching their ticket to the big event this weekend. For the Bengals, it's the first trip to the Super Bowl since the 1980s. And for Los Angeles, my hometown, I should mention, it is one big home game with the LA Rams, or we should say the city, hosting the Super Bowl for the first time since 1993. Let's bring in Josh Schaefer for a breakdown. What all this means from the business side of things. Obviously, I'm partial because I'm always rooting for LA, but this is certainly a big game. You know, a lot of people rooting for Cincinnati, given just the underdog story here, but it's also been really good for ratings for the NFL.
Yeah, the NFL's been crushing ratings so far this playoffs. We haven't seen the preliminary numbers just yet from the conference championship games, but the divisional round set records. I mean, the Chiefs-Bills game was the most watched divisional round game in 5 years. The 49ers-Packers game, which was going back to last Saturday now, two Saturdays ago, was the most watched Saturday night programming since the 1994 Olympics, Akiko. So it's been kind of some eye-popping numbers for the NFL. And this comes after ratings slumped the last 5 years for the Super Bowl. Last year's Super Bowl was the least watched Super Bowl in 15 years. So I think that the numbers are starting to pick back up for the week. It'll be exciting to see what they do, what they did for conference championships, and what kind of number the Super Bowl pulls. As far as live events go and the ticket prices, they're already skyrocketing. We've seen that Ticketmaster and a couple of those other sites like SeatGeek, Vivid Seats, StubHub, I averaged those out earlier today. And the average ticket price right now for the lowest just to get in the stadium for the Super Bowl is $5,500. Now, when you go and compare that to the last time the Bengals were in the Super Bowl back in 1989, tickets were $100 to get into that game. Even if you were to adjust for inflation or something like that, that ticket price only goes up to about $200. So we're talking from somewhere around $200 probably to get in today's terms to $5,500 to get in. I would say there's demand and people are excited for that Super Bowl to return to your hometown, LA, Akiko.
Yeah, Josh, one marquee name that's going to be missing from the Super Bowl, Tom Brady. Of course, we've kind of become accustomed to always seeing him play in the big game. But there's a lot of back and forth over the weekend about whether, in fact, he's retiring. ESPN first reporting that he had made his decision. And then Tom Brady's agent coming out and saying, no, he's the only one that's going to announce that. What does this mean from a business standpoint if, in fact, the inevitable does happen and he comes out maybe after the Super Bowl and says, look, I'm really finally hanging things up after all these years?
Yeah, from a business perspective, what Tom Brady's doing here makes total sense. And it's not surprising because Tom Brady's proven to us time and time again in the latter part of his career. He is a very savvy business person. And why would he let reporters report that he's going to retire when he has so many of his own means to report his intentions? He has the Let's Go podcast tonight, which is rumored that he'll be on that again on SiriusXM like he is on a lot of Mondays with Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald at 7 p.m. And that's now being hyped that maybe Tom Brady will speak. If he speaks, how could he not address the rumors or reports, I should say, from ESPN that he's going to retire? He could also wait and do it on, there's still one more episode on ESPN Plus of Tom Brady's Man in the Arena documentary. We've been wondering, where is that 10th episode? Are they holding it because Tom might retire? What does that mean? I'm sure that would help ESPN Plus subscriptions and draw some viewership there. And then there's also Tom Brady's connection with Autograph too, which is an NFT company. And if I were Tom Brady and most people in the NFT collection space, you'd probably launch a one-of-one retirement NFT when you retire, right? We haven't seen any of that from Brady yet. So I think there's when he does retire, if it is this year, I would expect a whole media package with it.
I don't think Tom Brady is going to be short on money, right? He's probably getting so many calls even during the season about what business deals he could strike after his NFL career. But getting back to the Super Bowl, I mean, it kind of feels like there's a bit of a passing of the torch, if you will. You know, obviously Joe Burrow just in his second year in the NFL making it to the Super Bowl, but you've also got two millennial coaches facing off for the first time. When you talk about Sean McVay and Zach Taylor as well, what does that mean for the NFL in terms of their ability to bring in a newer audience?
Yeah, I think this is the changing of the guard for the NFL in a lot of ways, and the coaches especially. The younger coaches, Sean McVay, someone that just, I think, looks younger too. He dresses more similar to some, like a younger person in LA, right? He's got like Lululemon style pants on and his nicely gelled hair and things like that. I think people relate to that to some extent. And, you know, it's been building for a couple of years now. I'll say I met some of these coaches a few years ago at the Quarterback Collective out in Los Angeles, where they hold a quarterback coaching venue, and they coach together out there. And you could see that there was kind of something growing out there. These guys have all been together. Yesterday, Sean McVay coaching against Kyle Shanahan, a coach he's worked with for 10 years. So it's really kind of a fun business story from that sense too. These guys were working almost in a startup-like environment about 10 years ago with these generational type ideas, talking about different offenses and changing the game. And now we're seeing them do that. And Zach Taylor is a descendant of Sean McVay as well, and they're going to be matching up in the Super Bowl. We're kind of seeing that next generation of coaches that had that fun thought process together convert that into Super Bowl appearances.
It's certainly going to be a lot of fun to watch. We've got 2 weeks to talk about it, Josh. We're going to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for breaking that down.